For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. In recent years, an alternative to smoking has spread across America. E-cigarettes are promoted as a way to reduce or eliminate the nicotine intake associated with smoking. The health effects of vaping are being debated, and opponents say e-cigarettes are attracting our youth to smoking. I talked with an expert from the National Institutes of Health about how the NIH views the growth in the popularity of vaping. It comes as no surprise that at the National Institutes of Health, there's a major focus on smoking cessation and convincing people not to start smoking. These days, e-cigarettes are a part of that equation. The e-cigarette called Juul promotes itself on YouTube with testimonials from former smokers.
It was like smoking a cigarette, but I didn't have to light anything. It didn't have a strong odor, and it was really just effortless.
You know, I haven't had a cigarette in a couple weeks, and, you know, the idea of having a cigarette just felt kind of gross.
Dr. William Klein is Associate Director of the Behavioral Research Program at the National Cancer Institute in the National Institutes of Health. He says vaping is one of the most controversial questions there is right now in the research and policy communities. He adds that you get different answers to questions about vaping depending on where you are in the world.
In the United Kingdom, for example, they are now recommending vaping as a smoking cessation tool. But the data in the UK don't look the same as in the US and in other places. What the data seem to be suggesting, and many of these data are data that are coming out on a daily basis over the last couple of months, certainly over the past year, the data seem to suggest that, yes, it is potentially effective as a cessation tool, but at the same time, it's also serving as a gateway for initiators of tobacco use to get into tobacco use. And so what's happening is kids are using Juuls and other kinds of electronic nicotine devices, and they're becoming addicted, which puts them on a pathway or a trajectory towards using other tobacco products like cigarettes and pipes and cigarillos and so on.
Dr. Klein continues that while electronic nicotine delivery devices don't necessarily have the same toxicants found in combustible cigarettes, there are others that are potentially problematic.
For example, a lot of the flavorings that are used in electronic nicotine devices are problematic when they become combustible and can lead to other diseases like lung disease. So we need much more data to understand what those consequences are, but I think it's becoming pretty clear that this is not a no-harm scenario. It's just potentially a reduced-harm scenario.
According to Dr. Klein, there is some research into the effects, if any, of secondhand vapor, but he thinks we have a long way to go.
But I think there is certainly some concern. And it's interesting, actually, that the airline industry and restaurant industry, other industries, aren't even waiting for those data. They're simply saying to people not to smoke cigarettes or electronic nicotine devices.
It's difficult to say what that science will look like over time. But the National Cancer Institute's Dr. William Klein thinks the impact on policy will be minimal. Constituents who are concerned about tobacco smoke, he concludes, are just as concerned about vapor. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.